second dilemma of the week.
We've been busy on the emails, but keep them coming. Talk at beat102103.com.
Hi, guys. Please, please, please keep anonymous. I'm not sure if I'm being too sensitive here and would really appreciate some feedback from you and your listeners. I've recently given birth to our second child. And to be honest, I wasn't prepared for how much time and attention that would take from our firstborn. I feel like most of my energy is going into our baby and our eldest is being left out. Our eldest loves, in capital letters, Mario. She's all the games, all the toys, and has watched all the films too. She's been counting down the days for the latest film to be released and kept reminding me that she really wanted the two of us to go. I was ecstatic about it. Girls' Day. Here's where I think I might be oversensitive. Our eldest has been going on play dates to her best friend's house and, of course, has been talking non-stop about the new film. They both love Mario. When I collected her from her last play date, she was so excited to tell me that her best friend's mom had booked tickets for them to go to the cinema. Never once did the mom mention to me, ask me, or even run it past me. She told my daughter that she brought just the three of them tickets for Mario and couldn't wait to bring them. I had to then match my daughter's excitement and tell her how excited I was for her to have fun with her bestie at the cinema, but I was dying inside. I actually had to hold back tears. My poor little girl even noticed my eyes and asked if I was about to cry. I told her I just yawned and that my eyes were watery. She believed me. Surely the mom should have said something to me, right? I feel a bit robbed of that moment with my little girl. Thanks, guys. Oh, my heart is actually broken for you because I know that it might seem like, you know, it's a movie, whatever, but it was to you, this was a really important thing that you were looking forward to with your little girl, and your, as you said, your energy and your time, rightly so and understandably so, has been with your baby, but also you were trying to do something with her. So I'm going to play devil's advocate and firstly say you're not being overly sensitive. You've just had a baby. Like, things that might seem small at other times are probably seeming overwhelming and huge right now. That is totally normal. You are, like, totally okay to feel like that. That's the first thing I would say. And thank you for trusting us and sending us this email and asking for our advice. You're not being overly sensitive because that's how you feel. But also, I don't think that the mom probably went out of her way to do this, or I'm hoping not. The other mom, I think she probably just thought, I'll bring the kids. I'm giving this mom a break from, you know, the fact that she's got a newborn. I'm hoping that it wasn't intentional.
Of
that it was
it
just
wasn't
one of these. No, but like, you know,
I don't think there's any malice at all.
No, yeah, but I'm just thinking, like, don't be thinking that there's anything there.
Should she have said it? Maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, as you said, I think she was just trying to do a nice thing.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it was just the one thing that you had planned with your little girl. So all I will say is, I get that you feel like it's been taken away from you. You can find something else that's for you. You can find another little thing that you can do as a girl's day out. And if you can kind of get past that part of it, you can maybe plan that, and it's something that you and her have that, you know, you can look forward to with her. Like, I think it's totally understandable to feel like little things feel huge. But also, don't be hard on yourself and don't be hard on the other mum. You know?
Yeah,
is that
I'd agree.
Fair?
Yeah, that was my first thought reading the email when I saw it yesterday morning, is that I think you've been a little bit hard on yourself and probably a little bit hard on the other mum. In that, you know, she did this probably out of the goodness of her heart to see the little girls go together to the cinema. Didn't know the Mario thing was so important to you guys. And as Sho said, have a look. It's summertime in the southeast. There's so many special experiences, whether that's the circus or the beach or the hurdy-gurdies or something that you can do together that'd be really special.
Or just go out for a little, like, coffee date, or go for like a pizza together or something like that. I think it's just the idea that, like, oh, I just want to give you a big hug, actually, because I think it's so hard when you're in that position, and I don't know because I only have Eve, but maybe we can hear from some parents who have been there in terms of, you know, the second kid comes along and of course your energy and your time is taken, but how tough that can be to kind of navigate as a parent.
Let's get some advice here. If you are a parent or if you just have any general advice, 085 102 9103.
A lot of love for this girl this morning. Will we read some of that out?
Yeah, Chloe was on to it. She says, we completely agree with everything Sho said. I wish we could give this mom a big hug. Those first few weeks are so tough. Your mummy heart aches every time you look at your firstborn's face, worrying if they're okay. and wishing you could split yourself in two for both children. I would have been this upset, and I do think the other mum should have asked before booking something, because she could have had plans anyway at the time she's booked it for. But agree, no malice in it. You should sit with your daughter and ask her what she'd like to do on a mommy-daughter date.
I'm sure there was no bad intention, but I have to say, I probably wouldn't book something like that without checking.
Send to the parents. Okay.
Helen said, good morning guys, please tell this mum to give the lady a buzz and tell her she would love to join them on the cinema trip, as she was hoping to see it with her little lady. Make a girl's day of it, that way no one misses out.
Also, Sarah was on to us for the dilemma. I think the other man probably came from a good place and thought to herself, she will take the two girls to give you a break just after having another baby. I can see how it's upsetting, but your little girl will more than likely be absolutely delighted going with her best friend. And Kira says, bleeding hormones, why is it so tough on us women? She's not overreacting. Let's hear from Jolene on this.
First of all, I just want to say that what an amazing and intuitive mom you are, that you really, really care about your daughter and that you're worried that she's being left out. She's probably oblivious to it. She's probably just delighted that she has a new little brother or sister. As regards the mom, the other mom, she didn't even think, and she just wanted her daughter and her best friend to experience the cinema together. And like Niall said, I'd say she just thought, you have a new baby, it's nothing to her to take your daughter to the cinema, and perhaps she thought she was just doing a really nice thing. I think I would have liked to have been asked, regardless of what the movie is or the extent of the meaning behind it. If it was my daughter, I would still like to be asked before buying tickets. But I think Joel said, you certainly are not overreacting. It obviously means a lot to you. And I think maybe if you spoke to the mom, maybe, you could build up a nice friendship there between you, as your daughters have a lovely friendship.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Jolene.
That's a really good point. And sometimes when you just say how you're feeling to somebody, like the other mom might have no idea of what she's going through, you know?
Okay, thanks for all the thoughts on that. Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk@beat102103.com.